they usually has a thing attached to it that gathers up the dirt, knowing you have to take it off every once in a while and empty it. What do you call that?
Bag.
Okay. Have you seen those things that some people have that they reduce the size of the garbage or the trash? They make it smaller?
Mm.
Have you heard about those?
I've never
seen one of
them. I've heard about them. Why they make the garbage into a small pack.
Yeah.
I don't know what you call them.
Okay. What do you call the thing that you probably have out back where you throw your garbage or your trash? Big metal thing.
Oh, a trash can.
Okay. And out behind shopping centers, they usually have these great big square things, about as big as this room, or about half as big as this room,
mm-hmm.
where a truck will come along, you know, and pick it up with a fork and then dump it, the trash out back into the back of the truck.
Uh-huh.
What do you call this?
I don't know. That's a new thing that they got going. I don't know what they call that.
Yeah, those are pretty new. They're about last six, 7 years, I think.
Uh-huh.
When they bury people, sometimes they don't bury them in the ground, but they sort of put them in a drawer kind of thing in a building. And what do you call that whole building?
Like I said, museum. It ain't no museum. That's a...
That'd be pretty good. Pretty good,
huh? I can't think of that name of that place.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are cigarettes ever called anything else?
Cigarettes?
Yeah.
No, I can't think of no nickname for them.
Okay. What would you call a...
Council stick for one.
Oh, okay. Anything else?
No, that's about it.
Okay. What would you call a room in a house that was designed to receive the maximum sunlight?
Maximum sunlight.
Yeah. Might put plants out there or something.
In the house? Back porch?
Okay.
Would it be the back porch?
Okay. What would you call an informal room in the house where you'd relax and watch TV or something like that?
A den.
Okay. And what would you call a room in the house that it has a toilet and a sink, but it doesn't have any bathtub or shower?
Call that a half a bathroom.
Okay. What all different kinds of stoves and furnaces have you had in different houses you lived in?
Oh, well, we had a wood stove, oil stove, gas stove.
Yeah.
And a space heater. You call that right there, a space heater there.
Uh-huh. How do people who have air conditioning get the air to circulate? Do you know?
Oh, you have to do, I don't know.
Okay.
They vents. They got vents.
Mm-hmm.
Vents out of the ceiling, out of the wall, side of the wall, or somewhere.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you call a kind of house that, you know, small house, and it has just two separate rooms, and then between them has a long hallway, and it's open at both ends?
What was that again? What kind of house is that?
What do you call it kind of house?
Repeat it?
Okay, it's got two big rooms. It's got a hallway that goes down through the middle. And this hallway is open at both ends.
They got rooms on each side?
Mm-hmm.
What, room and house?
This is like, you know, one house where a half family might be.
Oh. You said what kind of house you call it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, you were telling me earlier about a shotgun house.
Yeah.
I just wonder if there's any name like that.
No, I don't know what you call that.
Okay. There's another kind of house that has just two rooms and it has the Zuntar. I'm waiting for the second one. Is there another one?
Yeah. Yeah, always two fellas.
Yeah, my husband can't sneeze just once.
Oh.
He always sneezes twice.
Well, I always got to give me two or three.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You have a third one coming?
Not this minute.
Okay.